From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. BC is rolling back its controversial drug decriminalization pilot project. With intense public pressure and safety concerns, the province says it will once again ban drug use in public spaces. As Tanya Fletcher is finding out, reaction is deeply divided.
Barely a year after BC proudly announced a Canada first decriminalizing small amounts of hard drugs, Premier David Eby is now walking it back.
This amendment will make public drug use illegal in British Columbia.
The changes will recriminalize drug use in public places. People who merely possess drugs won't be arrested unless they're threatening public safety or causing a disturbance. But experts warn the overall drug crisis is much bigger than simply giving power back to police to make arrests.
People are only injecting in inappropriate environments if they don't have access to appropriate environments, and that's the goal that we need to have.
And with political opponents forcing the issue to the forefront of an upcoming election, it leaves this provincial government with a lot still to wrestle with in the fight for public support. Tanya Fletcher, CBC News, Vancouver.
The Pentagon says it will move immediately to get Patriot air defense missiles and artillery to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says more military aid will be sent to Kyiv soon. It's part of a multi-billion-dollar aid package signed this week. And as we hear from Dominic Valaitis, it comes at a pivotal time in Ukraine's defense against Russia.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched 34 cruise and ballistic missiles at power facilities in three separate regions overnight. Although air defenses took out the majority, 12 reached their targets. Officials say four thermal power stations were hit and that an energy worker was injured in the barrage. Ukraine has reportedly lost about 80% of its thermal generation and about 35% of its hydropower capacity. Meanwhile, the United States says it will buy and rush $6 billion worth of new weapons to Ukraine, including new missiles for the Patriot air defense system. It'll be the single largest assistance package the White House has provided and is part of the overall $61 billion package for Ukraine, which President Joe Biden signed into law on Wednesday. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
Tornado warnings are now lifted for much of the U.S. Midwest, but the damage has already been done.
I got my babies in the basement. We covered up with a blanket. All of a sudden, the lights went out, and we heard everything being thrown around above us. And it was so scary. It was so scary. Our neighbors, everybody, everyone's houses are gone. They're gone.
That's one resident of Omaha, Nebraska, describing the devastation in her neighborhood. More than 60 tornadoes were reported across five states, including Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. There are no reported deaths, but several people have been injured. Hundreds of homes have been flattened. In Nebraska, an industrial building collapsed in the storm, trapping 70 people inside. Forecasters say more violent weather is expected today. A retired CBC personality will soon be the next chancellor at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. Sheila Rogers will take on that role July 1st. She spent four decades as a broadcaster with CBC. She also served as the chancellor of the University of Victoria from 2015 until 2021. Three Canadian teams were back on the ice Friday as the Stanley Cup playoffs continued. Vancouver, Winnipeg, and Edmonton were all visitors in Game 3 of their respective series. The Canucks beat Nashville 2-1, grabbing a 2-1 series lead. The Oilers routed the Kings 6-1 in Los Angeles for a 2-1 series lead. But the Jets lost 6-1 in Colorado and trailed their series 2-1. Tonight, the Maple Leafs look to even their first-round series at 2s in Toronto, hosting the Bruins. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.